The Lowdown. Taste, fashion, lifestyle. Experience the boulevard at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Music, movies and more. The Lowdown on Radio 2.
Okay, time now then for the three big showbiz stories of the day. Are you ready?
Three.
And Sting, Rihanna and Bruno Mars are going to take to the stage for a special performance at this weekend's Grammy Awards. Alicia Keys, Maroon 5, Ed Sheeran and Elton John have been confirmed to appear at Sunday's prize-giving event. Beyoncé, Prince and J-Lo are among the presenters of the show being held in Los Angeles. Man, what I would do for a ticket for that.
Two.
Talking of the Grammys, Ed Sheeran is having nightmares, apparently, about his duet with Sir Elton John at the upcoming awards. Now, Sheeran is nominated for Song of the Year for his track The A-Team. He's also going to perform with Sir Elton at the ceremony. He said he had a dream where we decided not to play the song and they were going to play and they played another song. Apparently, he woke up in massive sweats. Bless him.
One.
And finally, the producers of this year's Oscars are promising something for everyone. They say they've sat through the last 40 years worth of shows to borrow the best ideas. The event is going to be seen by an estimated audience of 1 billion people in more than 200 countries. Anne Hathaway, who's nominated for Best Actress, says she still hasn't decided what she's going to wear.
And I definitely have some ideas, some cool options, but no specific plans yet, no preparation. It was the Super Bowl. I couldn't think about dresses. With all that delicious fried food around.
Fair enough. And meanwhile, Argo producer-director Ben Affleck, whose Iran hostage thriller took its third major award at the weekend, shrugged off being overlooked in the Best Director category.
To me, I just feel so incredibly honored to be nominated as a producer for this movie, to be here at the big party, you know? It's tremendous. I mean, we got 7 nominations, including Best Picture. I'm elated by that, truly, genuinely thrilled.
Can't wait for the Oscars and the Grammys coming up in the next couple of weeks.
The Lowdown. Taste, fashion, lifestyle. Experience the boulevard at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. Log on to boulevarddubai.com. Music, movies and more. The Lowdown on Radio 2.